as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
And the cat's in the cradle. Well, what's going on, guys? It's a Boss Man here, and we are at episode...
Is this like five or six now?
I think we're at six.
Man.
Five of our JJ boys doing real estate. And it's going pretty good.
Listen, it's going good. I mean, I think last time we had the first time we had a special guest come on, a voice actor. You know, we're kind of branching it out to be like just different ways to get out of the rat race. And I don't know, it was a fun episode that we did with him.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was something different. And I hope, I mean, you guys enjoyed watching it because I don't know, it's pretty fun for us to do. And so now we're going to keep moving on with real estate, though. And
well, let's kind of recap, you know, everything we've been going through first before we jump into, we kind of want to jump into wholesaling today.
Yeah, we want to jump into wholesaling today, but I mean, we'll go kind of summarize everything we've already gone over. We've gone over, you know, the mindset, the first episode mindset, and from the feedback we've been hearing, I didn't know how much feedback we'd be getting for our podcast. We have all kinds of people reaching out to us.
Yeah, listen, that is so cool.
It is so cool because I never thought like we actually like it would really happen like that, but it is. And I don't know. I love it to see it because that's kind of what we're doing it for. We're doing it to teach people. And now we have people reaching out to us.
And we've actually given a lot of people hope to get out of the rat race. You know, they're sitting there. I know they've been thinking about it for so long. And, yeah, we're giving them hope. They haven't, you know, it's hard to take that plunge.
Yeah, and that's kind of when the people that are saying stuff, they're saying the mindset that read all the books you want, but they're too scared to do it. And I mean, we can go over some of the mindset things again, just making sure you're around the group of people that, you know, making money, good mindset. Because if you're around the losers that smoke pot all day, they're no motivation. They're just those kinds of people, then you don't want to be around them because guess what? You're going to be that person.
Yeah, that's right.
Five closest friends, you're going to be the sixth of whatever they are. If your five closest friends are millionaires, guess what? You'll be the sixth.
You're right there with them.
Yeah. And it's kind of stuff like that. Not, listen, if you fail, you learn from it. That's all it is.
You got to fail. You fail up. You know what I mean?
Like, what was the famous quote from the dude who made the light bulb? Who made the light bulb?
Yeah, Edison.
Yeah, my brain's blanking right now.
Yeah,
he's like, I found all these ways. I never failed. I just found all the ways to not do it.
And Colonel Sanders. Yeah, he tried, he had the perfect chicken recipe, but he didn't get, you know, it didn't get out there until he was like, you know, 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
And he said he got so many no's, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, failure is just part of it. And you got to learn from it. And that's why I always say, like, you give me the best advice I could get. And I'll always be appreciative of that. But there's some stuff I think you can't give me advice on because it's just stuff I have to learn and experience. And I think that's kind of the way with any, like, parent-child situation. Because, I mean, that's just what I've seen. You could tell someone not to do something, they're still going to do it because they don't actually understand why it's bad. And it's kind of same thing with real estate. I mean, you have to be able to fail at it to know what not to do. You can't just be told what not to do.
I mean, that's kind of the road of hard knocks, but you know, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. I mean, pretty much real estate's been the same for, you know, ever. These techniques have been around, you know, why reinvent it? Just kind of tweak stuff. It's all I like to do is tweak stuff. You know, kind of like with the sizzle features. Steve Bodner, he comes in, he was watching our podcast and we mentioned to him about new marketing techniques. Guess what?
So I remember when we went over the marketing stuff.
I learned that I'm back in the Stone Age.
Yeah, we were talking about it. I was just like, if you have any cool marketing strategies that we don't know about, let us know. There are all these apps out there nowadays where you can pay a small fee and it gives you all these leads coming in and in.
I
never even thought it'll do comps for you. All like the hard parts. There's apps for it now. Now, I would still recommend do your own stuff. I'm kind of like you. I'm call me Stone Age. I'm a cave monster. I don't know, but I like writing stuff down on paper. I like doing numbers myself because an app, I mean, I mean, it'll give you good leads, but that's its only job.
What scared me is, okay, so Steve came and we were hanging out a little bit. I got to meet him. And then we went to go check out a house. It was kind of, you know, he pulled it up on his app. And before we even got to the house, the AI calculated the rehab cost.
Yeah, that's just like, I don't know, some of the stuff, I'm just saying, I mean, but like the apps, it's a cool marketing strategy. We didn't know about it. We didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know about it.
Yeah, it's cool. I would still recommend do a lot of your own stuff, but apps like that, it could definitely help you. If you have that big marketing budget, just sign up for one. Yeah. You got it going.
Oh, and one other thing while we're talking about Steve. So he had another deal. Listen, this guy, man, he's a go-getter. He watched this thing, and he's already had some real estate on his mind, but I kind of pushed him. I'm like, listen, Steve, you better go out there and get a damn contract.
Yeah.
You know, I said, just go out there. So he calls me up and he's like, oh, come on, let's, I got this lady. She wants to sign a contract. I'm like, that's cool, man. All right, I'm going to meet you. And then something came up where I couldn't go. And so he went on his own, and I wasn't real sure about the area. I haven't done any canting in a while, but it kind of was in one of these areas, you know, that, you know, it's really borderline if it's a first time home buyer house. And you went with us, and guess what? We learned something else.
We learned what landmines were.
Yeah. I didn't talk about landmines before. And you know, this house, the electric was out, you know, same old stuff, dogs everywhere, trash everywhere. And so we go down in the basement, and guess what Dad does?
Steps right in a landmine,
right off the rip.
But what is a landmine?
A land is when there's some dogs in the house and there's dog beep everywhere, everywhere. It covered the whole entire basement, and I'm like, oh, you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean,
but that's when, listen, Steve, you're on to it. Like when you go into a house where there's a lot of landmines, that you're on it.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting motivated, and I love to see that. I hope more and more people from listening to our podcast is doing that. But there is new marketing strategies out there. We can kind of summarize the mindset stuff we did. But I want to move on. I want to talk about the next major thing I want with real estate, another strategy. Last time we talked all about fix and flips. We went in depth. It was the longest episode we did, but that's also probably the biggest thing. Now we're going to go switch gears over to wholesaling. I think it's very different. You were kind of saying how it's similar. I mean, we'll talk about it, but it's definitely a lot easier than fix and flip, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it could be quick and easy. And wholesaling is a great way for all you guys listening that, you know, are thinking about getting into real estate. Wholesaling is definitely where you want to start off at, because it's going to give you the courage to go out there, number one, and get a contract. And then on the contract, you know, we're going to teach you what to put on a contract so you could wholesale it to another investor or to another homeowner that wants to buy a house. Or, if you want to continue doing the fix and flip, if you find the money. But it's definitely a good, quick way to get into this business.
So that's let's start talking about it. So you have your leads coming in. Maybe you have some of the new marketing strategies we just talked about, but you got all your leads. They're sitting on the table. You go, you look at them, you talk to the people. And then with the wholesale, it's a lot different. So talk to them, you get it under contract.
Yes, you get it under contract. And, you know, you in the beginning, just listen, don't worry about all these LLCs and corporations and trust. Just get your first deal. Focus on getting a check.
Yeah. Focus
on
getting a check.
How can I get a check quick? Yeah. That's all you need to focus on. That's it. And then after your name, okay, so you go through all the leads and it's a good one. It's going to be a good, fix and flip property. So what you want to do is after your name on the contract, you just put a line, you put as, and or assigns after your name. And then you find some guys that like to do rehabs, and it's pretty easy to find. Or you may know some homeowners, you know, hey, I found a good deal, you know. And that's a good way to make, you know, I usually make the minimum on a wholesale deal if I'm going to wholesale something, $2,000. I made up the 20,000 on a wholesale deal.
Yeah, 20,000. The issue with 20 grand on a wholesale is then people just look at it and they're like, dude, I could just go to them. And
yeah, they kind of...
They don't like when you're making that much money.
Yeah, they really don't. But technically, that one that we just did in Ellet, we probably could have came close to wholesaling that one and make 20 grand on it.
Yeah, and it's...
You got to leave enough meat on the bone for your, you know, investor that's putting up the majority of the money.
Yeah, so you kind of, so you go out, you find a deal. And this, usually you want to find a little bit of a tougher deal, one that you could definitely find for cheap. But you go, you get it under contract. You said you write, you have to make sure you write in there, and we can maybe talk. Well, we might post something for more in depth about and, contracts and stuff.
Yeah, and or assigns after your name as the
buyer. So yeah, your name or your corporation that you're doing it in. I mean, we're not going to get into that. So we might do some stuff with corporations on it later episodes. But for the first deals, you know, your name and or assigns.
And or assigns, and then. And then you find somebody that wants it, and say for instance, this property is worth 80. These are properties.
It's worth 80.
It's 80 fixed up, like fixed up. So
retail value. We'll go back and use some of the terms are used.
Yeah. Say the maximum
retail value is 80.
Is 80,000, and you could pick this property up for say 20.
Yeah.
And that's pretty close. 20, 25. You know, right around there, and so. You could market that property for 30 grand. And there's still plenty of meat on the bone for the investor to make money.
Yeah, there's plenty of, I mean, I'll use the term, the win-win scenario. Yeah. You went out, you got all these leads, you found the deal. You made a win for the person that is on the other side. You got it under contract. And now you're finding a win for yourself because then you're, in a way, you're essentially almost selling the contract.
You're selling the contract.
You're selling the contract
and letting
to somebody else. Then they basically they're the ones who you sell the contract to. They close on the house, and then they go through with their rehab and make their money. So then that's a win-win-win. Actually, there's three wins. That's a
three win there.
And it's this is definitely the easiest to get into. The profit value is a lot lower. Then like the fix and flips and stuff, but that's expected because I mean it's easier. The easier it is, the lower money it'll be. But the thing is, you could pump so many of these out.
You could actually listen, guys. You and Steve is doing it right now. He is actually doing it from he had it in his mind that he wanted to, but we kind of pushed him over the edge to go get that contract.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get that contract, and if you have some retail buyers, right, you could get a check. Within 10 minutes of getting it under contract.
Yeah. So let's kind of, we're kind of oversimplifying it right now. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's simple, but let's talk about, we're just like, you find someone else that'll do it. Let's talk about we call it the buyer's list. You get it under contract. You have a list of people that you know you could call, say, I got this deal. And then you do the wholesale, but let's talk about that buyer's list. How do you go around getting
that? Well, to me, I mean, I have, from being in the business for a while, I have a number of different people, that I could call right away. Yeah. I have one guy, he owns a lot of these, like mini marts and stuff like that. So he loves getting these cheap rentals for his employees. He loves it. So he's getting the house, getting his employees in there, everything. So I know for a fact that he'll pay right around 40 grand, no questions asked. For some place down in Akron, one of those, what you want to, war zones or, they're
war zone. The rougher areas.
Yeah. They're the rougher areas where there's not a lot of, retail buyers that want to actually buy a house retail down there. So it's a large landlord area.
Yeah.
And I got other guys that are looking for higher end stuff. Another good resource would be, the realtor, Billy Denholm, he has all kinds of people, man. Every time I get a property, he's like, what is it? And then I just, for instance, I had somebody call me from Cleveland the other day. And I said, well, I don't go up to Cleveland. I told Bill, I had one up in Cleveland. He's like, well, what do you mean? What did you tell him? Where's it at? So he has like three or four buyers up in Cleveland. So really, you could wholesale all these. Hey, we're going to interrupt the podcast real quick to tell you guys a little bit about our sponsors for this episode.
Yep. First major sponsor, Bill Denholm.
Yeah. Listen, Bill's been with us for a long time, and you've actually known Bill a long time.
I've known Bill since I was little. He's got me like lizards and stuff.
Yeah, before. I remember that. But Bill, listen, he has done so many deals for us. He finds the deals. He helps me with the rehab of the deals. I mean, I'm telling you, Bill is a cheat code when it comes to real estate realtors. That's it.
Yeah, he's a realtor. He's our guy when it comes to buying and selling homes.
All right, let's get to our next one. Mr. Steve Williams with Relentless Pest Control.
Listen, if you need some bugs, Dad.
You better put Steve on your speed dial, because when you walk into that house and you know it's a good deal, you're going to be calling them.
The fleas are hopping on you. Yes. You're going to want them dead.
If you're not calling Steve, you're probably paying too much for that house. Yep,
Because
Steve, he is killing all these damn bugs, and your contractors are really going to appreciate you. Let's get to the next guy. That's Rob the Mortgage Guy.
Rob the Mortgage Guy. If you need, if you're just living in the house, you need a free refinance.
Yeah.
He's the guy. If you're looking for that loan for your fix and flip deal, he's the guy.
I've known Rob for so many years, and Rob has so much experience in the mortgage business.
Yeah, and he's got a loan for everything.
He does. He is great for advice. I mean, he is extremely knowledgeable about mortgages. He is probably the guy that makes life easy, you know, to get a loan.
Yeah.
And listen, if you are sick of hearing, hey, when do we get a clear to close? When do we get a clear to close? Yeah, you call them up. You will get the clear to close.
Yeah. And it's so you can get like a buyer's list through, really, you kind of said through your experience, you kind of built one up through realtors. Is there like any like real concern for like the, because if this is like the first thing they're doing,
You could run an ad. I mean, I don't know how many people run ads in papers anymore. I used to all the time. And you could say, hey, and looking for, I'm a wholesaler, you know, looking for investors. I got cheap properties. Oh, they'll call you. You'll be able to get a buyer's list extremely quick.
So that could just be like using some of those marketing strategies.
Yes.
Not just to find leads. Well, almost you find the leads, but it's a little different because now you're finding.
Yeah, and then you could even call, you know, some of these we buy houses guys that you see everywhere.
And go to them. And,
yeah, well, you could call them up and say, hey, what are you looking for? Do you guys specialize in the fix and flip? You don't want to go to those people that are trying to wholesale themselves. You want to go to the fix and flippers or the fix and landlord type people. Yeah.
And so that's kind of, I mean, for the most part, that's really wholesaling. I mean, there isn't much to get real specific about. I mean, do you want to go over?
I'll go over some examples.
Some examples.
I mean, how many did I wholesale this year? I mean,
a lot. It's just like, there are some people, like real estate investors, that this is the only thing they do.
Yeah.
Once
you master the wholesaling, you're good to go. You're ready. And then you're going to do a fix and flip. You're going to be like, damn, that's a lot of work. I could have done four fix and flips, you know, four wholesale deals for one fix and flip.
And then really, I know we're kind of jumping all over the place just because it's simple and it's easy to talk about a lot of stuff. But you go out, you get it under contract, and then you just make sure you write in there, you or whoever you assign it to.
And/or assigns. Then there's an assignment agreement.
And then you find the assignment agreement.
Yeah, you sign the assignment agreement. So you assign your contract
to your,
over
whoever,
to the end buyer.
Whoever you have on your buyer's list, you call them up, you find one, you do that.
And a lot of times when we do this, I like it to go to close. I like to get paid out of the closing when it all closes. You know, there's some investors out there that you bring them a contract, they want to write you a check right then. I kind of like it all being at closing.
Is there like a reason for that?
I just like it to be on the HUD 1 settlement statement. But it doesn't really, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah.
But I like to be able to document it.
But the most important part is ding, ding, ding. Guess what? You got your check.
Yeah, you get a check.
That's what it's all about. When you're kind of self-employed like this, real estate investor, It's all about getting that check. Yeah. And there you go.
So there's probably a lot of you guys out there right now that, you know, you may know somebody, you know, even on your road, something's going on, you know, and you may want to just go down and say, hey, man, if I could get you out of your problem, you know, would you sell it for, just say, hey, if I could pay you all cash and close quick, you know, what would you sell it for? And then put it under contract and put and/or signs and call me up.
Yeah. And oh, a big thing where we haven't even talked about is the risk factor. The risk factor is so little in wholesale. Like, you could theoretically wholesale with nothing but $500 in earnest money. When you go get it under contract and you, like, how much money do you usually?
You could do a promissory note.
Yeah.
For earnest money. So you don't even need money.
Yeah.
You just say, okay, I do a promissory note, you know, at closing, you know, you'll pay it all off mainly.
Yeah, really. Your only real risk in the wholesale is whatever you put for your earnest money on the contract. That's your only risk. That's kind of why the buyers whoever you're signing the contract to, they don't like it, because you're doing it with no money involved and you're making money.
It just,
that's the kind of the reason they don't like
and
it.
You want to be pretty generous. You know, you could try to get as much money as you can on a wholesale deal, but if you're asking for too much, you're going to get some pushback from whatever investor, because they are taking the most risk. They're coming in with the money, closing it. I mean, you just found the deal and you're getting paid. That's it.
And that's all it's really about. And that's all there really is to say about wholesaling. So kind of, I mean, I know this was going to be a much shorter episode, especially compared to the fix and flip one we just did, but you have that good mindset now. I mean, we kind of summarized some of the points. Marketing tech, we figured out apps. There's apps out there. Look them up. Look up websites. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff out there that can help you out. But I still like the old strategies. I mean, I know you say you're back in a stone age and you don't need to like make new parts of the wheel. I'll say you just put a fresh coat of paint on the wheel. Right. That's all you're doing. And it's, I mean, with the apps, I mean, that's kind of what you're doing with. But I like the old strategies. I like doing your own numbers. I'm big on that stuff, because the more reliant you become on like technology or other things, the less you're actually capable of doing yourself. And I think the more capable, like, you need to be capable of doing everything yourself if you want to be able to thrive.
Definitely. Yeah. That kind of took me by shock. I'm like, what do you mean the AI?
Yeah, the AI is just like, well, this is going to be a $27,000 rehab.
I'm like, we're trying to figure out how to get in the house.
Yeah, the lockbox isn't working. We can't get in there. We don't even know what it looks like because there's no pictures. But this, according to this thing, it's, oh, you're going to have to put $27,000. Like, what? Yeah, how are you supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I'm sure it probably just takes like averages from like the area, but then that's really not good because every house is going to be different. I don't know, but you got that good head on your shoulders, new marketing tech.
And you learned something new this week about
the landmines.
Yeah. Landmines. Yeah. So if you do step in a landmine in a house, you're probably looking at the right property.
Yeah, you could be looking at the right.
Yeah, you're looking at, you know, the electrics off. So I mean, you went into this house.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell everyone, like, can you see where a win-win situation would be at in a deal like that? I mean,
so like I could tell as soon as we pulled up. So like they had like a little like porch set up. There's no railing on the sides, nothing, no stuff like that. So that's why you're told. Yep. That's why you're told.
It's Rob. Yeah, Rob. Hold on. You're in the episode. All right. Turn that baby off. I thought it was off. All right.
I'm going to get Matt to yell at you.
All right. All right. So where are we at now?
But we're pulling up to the house. There's their porch. There's no railings, bank all over that. The stairs are screwed up, bank, all stuff like that will be all over.
The
fence is barely standing. We walk into the house, there's trash everywhere you look. There's trash and the smell. I mean, I've been sick like the past 2 weeks, so my nose isn't the greatest, but if my nose could still smell it being sick, it was not great.
Our son, you know what that smells like now from the past.
Smells like dollar signs right there.
Yeah, I knew it as soon as we walked in. But
we're walking in there. there's landmines on the ground. That's
well, we didn't see them because the electric's out.
Yeah, then the electric's out. All the stuff in that area has been robbed.
She's still living there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think that is the greatest. Well, I mean, because in for that area, I mean, potentially depending on how much you can get it for, potentially you could find some way to make money. But with for like the fix and flip, the area we were in was much more of like a hood area. For fix and flips, you're appealing to first-time home buyers. No one is trying to be a first-time home buyer in downtown Canton where it's beat up.
Yeah,
no,
if they're going to invest $100,000, they're going to, in a little better area.
Yeah, you're going to want to look for a better area.
But
so,
you could wholesale that deal to a landlord.
Yeah, to a renter, because down there it's renter's galore, and there, guess what?
She was a homeowner, though. She owned it since... I think it was 2016.
She said she's owned it for at least a good amount of time. I don't know. Her story was pretty interesting. I mean, we got her talking. Really, the most interesting part from her story was her payment was nothing.
Yeah, her payment was extremely low.
Including taxes and insurance.
She got it, back in that time when they had that real low interest rate. So, I mean, Steve, this is, his first deal that he got under contract.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see you. I mean, we're talking about it, but it's kind of, it's his deal, and it's kind of stemming from him listening to the podcast. I mean, he reads all the books, he listens to other podcasts, but I know it's just cool to see, especially since we met the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could make, I'm telling you, he could make a quick $5,000 on that deal by giving that to a landlord, somebody that has a lot of those properties in the area, or go to the house next door and see who the landlord is and call them. Oh, landlords love to own houses that are side by side.
Yeah.
You know, mainly because it's easier.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm thinking there isn't a whole lot else for us to talk about. We kind of just talked today about the second major strategy you use. Low risk, pretty easy once you figure it out. You just got to make sure the only risk is your earnest money. You get it under contract, have that buyer's list, call some of them up, talk to them, get them if they can. If you can assign the contract to them, you make a quick check.
And you just for a little bit of tips. Okay. I know we're really going over this pretty easily. It's simple, but you need the agreement. You need a purchase agreement. You need and or signs after your name. You need an assignment agreement. And then once you get that, you're like, oh, what do I do now? And then you actually need a title company, and they're everywhere. We use Wiggly Title.
Yeah.
And, we give it to Wiggly, and then he does it. Yeah, he handles it all. It's really that simple. I mean, it's simple. It seems like a real estate transaction is, difficult when you think about it, but it's the title company handles a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else to say. Today, this is a pretty easy episode. I mean, we don't really have a lot going on other than this. I mean, we do. We met with who's the politician?
He just came in. Jack Daniels. He's running for the state house representative.
Yeah. More videos. I don't know. I love doing this stuff. This stuff is. We've been doing it for forever. Like our guy Matt, that does kind of all this stuff. He's like, I mean, he's so good, like just naturally good at it. Just, I was like, I'm not naturally good at it. I've just been doing it since I was 7. I mean, this is the 8th year I've done stuff like that.
Listen, if you guys don't know, we have JJ Boys.
Yeah, the YouTube channel that we did for forever.
Yeah, we have stuff going all the way back from when you're like 3, maybe 2.
Yeah, since I was
our very first one, you remember you did a...
We were playing Angry Birds and a pop-up.
Angry Birds and a pop-up camper.
Crazy.
Check that out. That's on YouTube. JJ Boys. That's where we came up with that.
Yeah. But other than that, I think today's been a pretty good episode. Yeah.
Wholesaling 101, very easy to do. Just go out and do it. Get it under contract. Make sure it's a good deal. Use that formula we talked about in the previous episode. Yep. And you're ready to roll. Go get a contract and then go get a check. That simple.
All right, well, I think we'll see you guys on the next episode.
See you.